This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. On today's show, we'll talk with a local attorney who took an appeal in a murder trial all the way to the Ohio Supreme Court and won. And focus on technology, Ann Thompson looks at research on how to grow fruits and veggies on Mars, and Thane Maynard talks with Dr. Linda Bender about the spiritual lives of animals. Today's show was pre-recorded, so we won't be able to take your questions and comments. To start off, we thought it only appropriate on this opening day to hear about a book inspired by baseball great Joe Nuxhall. In his book inspired by the legendary Reds player and announcer, Pitching for Success, Character Lessons the Joe Nuxhall Way, local author Doug Coates blends fiction and sports history to show young readers the importance of good character, sportsmanship, courage, and compassion. When the book was released last year, WVXU's Howard Wilkinson sat down to talk with Doug Coates and Kim Nuxhall, director of the Joe Nuxhall Character Fund.
Welcome, Doug Coates and Kim Nuxhall. Glad to have you here today.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Doug, this is an amazing book. I read it myself. I had experience as a knothole coach, and I could see things in that book that I experienced as a coach. Tell me the premise of the book, a little bit about Dominic and a fictional character, and what kind of lessons in life that he learned.
Sure. Dominic is your typical little league pitcher or player. And he happens to be coached by his dad. And this book evolved from really a lot of my own life lessons as a coach, as a parent, and through the association with the Joe Nuxhall Miracle League, and learning about how much Joe was more than a pitcher, a broadcaster, but he was an advocate for children, for education, and the opportunity to play ball regardless of their abilities or if they had special needs. So as a writer, I was looking to develop a story one day and include Joe Nuxhall. And through my editor, we came to a theme to develop about a fictional situation, hence Dominic was born. And it's about his on the field and off the field lessons that he learns from Joe, ultimately. And that's good sportsmanship, bad sportsmanship. You can play baseball, but after baseball, there's other opportunities if you don't make the big leagues.
Right. I was an 11-year-old kid once, too, and I thought I was going to be third baseman for the Reds, but that didn't work out. And this book makes a point that, look, there are other, you have to explore all your options in life.
There's other opportunities. First being, and Joe was a strong advocate of this, was get your education first. There are other opportunities. If you don't make the big leagues, you can do what Dominic's dad ultimately did, and that's to coach his own son.
And you counterpoint this in the book with an example of bad sportsmanship in a boy named Jason and his father, who also coaches.
Correct.
Him, the rival team of Dominic's.
Correct. And again, through even personal experiences as a coach, there are at least two situations in the book where a player on the opposing team gets very mad after a bad call and begins to be rude to the umpire and so forth. And so the coach appropriately begins to yell at the player, but it's not for the reasons that you think. It's not for being rude or disrespectful. It's for putting his team in a bad way by striking out or by grounding out. These are the types of lessons that Dominic is looking at and thinking, it's okay to strike out, but it's okay to yell at the umpire, but it's not okay to strike out. So what kind of lesson is that?
Now, you were a coach of little league softball, fast pitch softball for many, many years. And like you say, a lot of this grew out of your own experience. When did you decide to put this on paper and make this into a fictional children's book?
This really occurred about 2 years ago. I had been dabbling with writing some children's books in a whole different theme. And in meeting with my editor one day, I expressed the desire to write a book about Joe. And she suggested, well, why not do a children's book? Look at all the information you have around you. Look at your environment now. You're involved with the Miracle League. You're learning things daily about who Joe really was. This makes a lot of sense to put it down on paper and talk about children a la Joe.
And what makes it striking is that Dominic is from Hamilton, Ohio.
Correct.
As Joe was. And his father sort of introduces him to Joe. He'd never heard of Joe. And he began reading about him and learning about him. That was inspired, I think.
Well, it's interesting because I think, you know, having three children of my own, Dominic's reaction to being told about Joe Nuxall from his dad was, I think the quote goes, "Seriously, Dad, an old dude? I thought you were going to talk about Joey Votto or Sean Casey or someone like that."
Right.
So who's this old man that you're talking about that was born years and years ago? Well, there's a reason for that.
Yeah, that he was a young boy just like you in Hamilton, Ohio, and played the game the right way.
Correct.
And had the skill and the ability. At some point, you pitched this idea to Kim. Kim is obviously the director of the Joe Nuxall Miracle League field and the Character Education Fund. Tell me a little bit about that. How did that come about?
We meet and talk often about Miracle League board items and so forth. I called him up one day and said, "Hey, can you meet Colleen and I on a Saturday morning for a coffee? Want to run an idea by you?" So we met for coffee and just simply laid it out that I had this idea for a children's book, and I really wanted to use his dad as the backdrop. And what did he think about that? Gave him a brief outline of what we had created at that point. I'll let Kim speak for himself, but he was overwhelmed at the idea.
Well, Kim, yeah, tell me how you reacted to this.
Having been an elementary teacher for over 30 years, it's something I had actually thought about doing, writing a children's book. You know, there's been a couple of great books. Greg Hoard did the great Rounding Third book, and The Enquirer, which you were a part of, was an awesome piece as well on Dad's life. And I thought, let's do something to impact kids. And lo and behold, Doug comes along, throws out the idea, and I was very, very touched, very overwhelmed. So I'm as excited as Doug is for this book.
What would your dad have thought of this?
He would have been, I think, felt the same way. Dad had a passion for helping kids, and he knew. I always tell people, Dad knew how fortunate he was. You know, he had this gift, and I think the greatest lesson learned from that is what he did with that gift. You know, and it was about giving back to others and making an impact in society. You know, he started the Golf Scholarship Fund in 1986. You know, we did the Character Fund in 2003, And the Miracle League, you know, Dad knew we were going to build this Miracle League facility to help kids who weren't as fortunate as he was. So he would be very, very touched by this.
Tell me about, for people who don't know what the Miracle League is, tell me what
Yeah, the Miracle League started, I was watching an HBO special, Real Sports with Brian Gumbel. I'm sure many are familiar with that. And it was a feature about this this lady in Conyers, Georgia, just outside of Atlanta. She had a daughter with special needs, and daughter would come home, "I can't play baseball, Mommy." And everyone else is, talking about playing ball and going to tournaments. And so simple but brilliant idea to build a baseball field with a rubber surface to serve kids in wheelchairs and walkers and other disabilities. And I saw that, almost 10 years ago. And I remember I got a tape of it, and Dad and I watched it, I remember, in his basement. And he was very emotional, as I am too. Both of us kind of cried. And in my head, I thought, someday, somehow, some way, by golly, we're going to do it. And it was a tremendous project. We opened it up in 2012. We have two rubberized fields, and we have ages 6 to 69 playing ball, and, their dreams come true. They thought, gee, I'll never be able to play, and now they're playing ball. So it's been an amazing project.
And the fields are located in Fairfield.
Fairfield, right? Yes, just down the road from where I grew up, where Dad loaded our neighborhood gang in the car, and we'd go down, and he'd hit fly balls and pitch to us. So just down the road is this kind of a field of dreams kind of thing. It actually is surrounded by corn in the summer.
And Doug, the miracle fields play into your book because
of
Dominic's sister.
They do. There are
a lot of themes
that come together in this book, and that was one of the more important themes for me. Dominic's sister is confined to a wheelchair, and she's a very avid sports fan, and she loves watching some of the high school girls playing softball, and she watches Dominic play baseball. But she always wanted to play herself, but she didn't realize that there was an opportunity. She begins exploring on the internet about playing sports and finds out about the Nuxall Miracle League, and she's just thrilled. So suddenly it's made a difference in her life, and she has the opportunity to do what she's always been watching and dreaming about. It made an impact upon me when I first met Kim back in early 2012, saw what the concept was, saw the videotape eventually, and realized that after all the years of my coaching, and my biggest concern on a daily game basis was whether my shortstop could play shortstop that day, where you have Dominic's sister just wanting to have the experience of being on the field, albeit in a wheelchair, and playing on a field that's safe and secure for her, and just the thrill of being part of a team.
You know, one of the things that struck me about the book was that not only is this a good book for kids to read, whether they're involved in baseball or not, but for the people who coach them. Because, you know, I've had the experience, I'm sure you have, as a coach, seeing the kind of coach that Jason had.
Yes.
And those people need help. Are you hoping that this book is going to reach out beyond the children to the adults?
Yes, there's a number of applications for this book, if you will, and it doesn't have to be about baseball, but that's the environment I chose because that's the one I know best. But its lessons can filter across every sport, every activity. And, you know, to answer your question, Howard, I think it is a book that parents can read and think back, have I been one of those? Maybe I need to, you know, take a second look at that. I think coaches can use it for their teams and talk about building camaraderie and sportsmanship. Very graphic example in the book where Dominic's father gathers him by the oak tree after every game. Again, something in my past. You know, let's talk about what went right. Dominic was so concerned one day that his team was going to belittle him over his pitching performance, and lo and behold, they didn't. And so the coach has one of those aha moments. It's like, what I'm doing is working.
Yeah. And one of the main points that's made in this book is you win as a team and you lose as a team.
Correct.
Explain what that concept means.
Well, it's a couple of different things. Dominic shouldn't have to shoulder the loss of a game because of his bad pitching. It's a team effort. Sure, if he had thrown two less strikeouts, maybe it would have been, you know, different or something like that. But it's a group effort. So while one person can maybe hit a home run and win the game physically, any number of factors could have altered that outcome. So, again, you go in as nine players on the field and you win or you lose.
Yeah, when I was coaching, we had a rule, and my partner and I, and that was no taunting. You don't
Correct.
Taunt. You don't, you know, hey, batter, hey, you know, we want a pitcher, not a belly itcher, and all that kind of stuff. And you did not talk back to the umpires. And our rule was, we'll talk to the umpires. You play ball.
That's one of those lessons in here that if you read between the lines, that's what we're talking about. And again, the application doesn't have to be just baseball, but you know, growing up, I was taught to respect the elders, the authority, and so forth. So when a player disrespects the umpire, you would think that the coach, whether it's his father or not, would jump all over him about that. But that wasn't the case. That's one of those hidden lessons I'm hoping can come out of this.
And that you respect your opponents.
Correct.
I mean, you do your talking with your bat and your glove.
Exactly.
Kim, what? I know you'd like to see this spread very widely, this message. Is this a good tool for the character education?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's filled with character traits or virtues, if you will. You know, I think in particular, you know, Dominic's sister, what a lesson in compassion, you know, that is. You were talking about respect. There's the hard work piece. There's the teamwork piece. There's the leadership piece. So, you know, kids learn character. They develop character at a young age, and these are such impactful years, you know, that this book is targeted to. And I think it really can have an impact on kids. And they learn character from role models. Parents in particular are at the top of the list. But next in line are coaches, and next in line are teachers. So our goal is to get this book in the hands of parents, number one, coaches, number two, and teachers. You know, I hope we can get it in the hands of every teacher in this area, you know, within a year or so. So I'm very excited about the potential of it.
Yeah, and that's one of the goals, then, is to get this into the schools. And,
correct.
And have it as part of the curriculum.
Part of the curriculum.
At the end of the book, there is, you know, sort of a discussion type section where raises questions that the kids can answer themselves based
correct.
On what they've learned from the book.
And depending on the age of the child or the setting, it's designed for perhaps the teacher or the parent to generate thought-provoking questions. And Body Nuxall was very helpful in giving us those questions. I thank her very much for that. I wanted to point out that one of the real-life applications we're seeing from some of this is, it's in the book where Dominic gets to watch one of his sister's games. And he realizes that it's not about the hardware, it's not about hitting the home runs or stealing third base, but the excitement of playing. We have what we call buddies out at the Nuxall Miracle League, and they are people that assist the players. They're usually decorated in green, bright shirts, and say buddy on the back, so you can't miss them.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at the field, there's 18 people on the field or so. Anyway, we encourage all people to come out and volunteer as a buddy. And I know that we've had different school groups and baseball teams come out. And I can imagine that, you know, listening to the coach saying, okay, you know, we're going out to do this, and there's going to be a little bit of resistance and so forth. But I know Kim has shared with us at least once the baseball team came out to be buddies for a day, and they actually requested to come back again after that experience. And it's just the amazing things we see. Kim mentioned that ages 6 to 69. I was there the day the 69-year-old player hit a base hit out to center field. And you would have thought he had won the lottery. You know, he was just excited.
Yeah. The buddies get a lot out of this, too, I would think, Kim.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, I think even more so. You know, I think of, you know, Doug kind of stirs up some thoughts here. We had a high school football team from Fairfield, some of the kids came out, and, you know, they developed relationships where our kids wanted that particular buddy. You know, we had one big, strong lineman, you know, he was able to pick some kids up, you know. That was a big thrill to have a high school football player pick them up, you know, after they got a hit or whatever. So, yeah, it's those kind of things that it's kind of a ripple effect, you know, where it affects the kids who are helping and the parents who are watching, too. So, it's just been a tremendous, inspirational and impactful project, and you know we have a year under our belt, and we're setting a good foundation to really keep it going for a long time.
Oh, I'm not going to give away any of the plot, but but one of the most poignant moments I thought in the book was at the end of the championship game when Dominic's father, his coach, brought him out to the mound. and wanted to take a picture of him in, you know, full windup mode, and then told him that that was Ford's Field in Hamilton, which is from that mound. Joe Nuxall was first scouted by the Cincinnati Reds. And that's just a marvelous.
That gives me chills to think about.
It really does.
Yeah.
I've stood on that, you know, in that spot, you know. That was a great tie into this book.
I wonder, too, if, you know, now, I mean, it's still being used, and, you know, if kids think about that.
I don't know if they do, and I don't know if Dominic got it right away, but he will.
Right. Sure.
And I think that's the point that, you know, Kim just said earlier, is that his dad had an amazing gift, and he knew that, and he took advantage of it. But not everybody has that opportunity, so you have to make sure you understand there are other options. You can coach. You can get into sports medicine. You can do this. You can do that. But take what you have and enjoy it, and then work to help others.
And apply those character lessons. You can apply them to any walk of life.
Any walk of life, right.
It was a marvelous book, you know, from my point of view, number one, because I love Joe Nuxall, and number two, because I could relate to so many of the experiences, not only as a child, but as a coach. I think it'll touch a lot of people. So, gentlemen, I thank you for coming in today.
Thank you, Howard.
For the opportunity, Howard.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Howard Wilkinson speaking with author Dan Coates and the director of the Joe Nuxall Character Fund, Kim Nuxall, about Pitching for Success, Character Lessons, The Joe Nuxall Way, a book inspired by the Cincinnati baseball legend. Coming up, we'll talk with a local attorney who took an appeal in a murder trial all the way to the Ohio Supreme Court and won. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.